It's time for Farm Risk Management with Randy Martinson of Martinson Ag Risk Management. Here's your host, Randy Martinson.
USDA is prepared to release their October crop production supply and demand estimate. This report's going to hold a little bit of weight as it's going to bring in the quarterly grain stocks estimate from September 30th along with the small grain summary report numbers and put them into table form. When we return from the break, we'll talk a little bit about the average estimates for this report.
Opportunities aren't always easy to recognize. They can occur anytime, and usually when you aren't prepared or are too busy. That's where we come in. We do risk management. That's all we do. Whether it's deciding on government programs to deciding on which crop insurance policy best fits your operation, Martinson Ag can properly evaluate the best direction to protect your investment. As commodity brokers and insurance agents, we evaluate risk. Contact Martinson Ag Risk Management today, 701-205-4200.
USDA's October crop production report is somewhat significant to the trade, as not only do we see an update as far as production is concerned, but we also see USDA bring in the results from the September 30th quarterly grain stocks estimate and small grain summary report. Now, we saw those numbers come out to be somewhat friendly in the September 30th report. So that's going to help to kind of make this report or lean this market to report to be a little bit on the friendly side. Looking at the average trade estimates for the report, the wheat ending stocks are expected to come in at 819 million bushels versus 828 that we saw last month. For corn, we're looking at production to stay at, well, actually slip to 15.155 billion bushels, down from 15.186 from the previous month. Yield is expected to drop about 0.2 bushels to 183.4. That's going to put corn's ending stocks at 1.96 billion bushels, just below the 2.057 billion bushels that we saw last month. It's friendly because we're actually getting now below 2 billion bushels ending stocks for the corn market. For soybeans, production is estimated to come in at 4.58 billion bushels. That's pretty close to where we were last month at 4.59. Yield is expected to drop a 0.1 bushel to 53.1, but we're looking at ending stocks. It's just slightly dropping down to 549 million bushels, down from 550 from last month. Of course, we are going to see the friendly numbers from the September 30th report. The biggest question is, will USDA continue to keep yields unchanged or will they increase yields? An increase in yield could make this a bearish report as it will increase stocks. But the friendly part will be is if we can actually see corn stocks drop below 2 billion bushels.
You've been listening to Farm Risk Management with Randy Martinson of Martinson Ag Risk Management.